Welcome back to More Than Money on QR Calgary. You're here with Dave and Faisal. A really interesting show today, buddy. But one of the things that people are going to be thinking about from a financial perspective this week is, holy cow, things have started to spike. Markets are moving down. Volatility is going up. We're worried about Trump coming in. Is he going to crush Canada? What do we do?
Yeah, this is going to definitely cause a lot of volatility, which we talked about even late last year.
Yeah.
The volatility is not a surprise to us. It's hard to digest it. This is the first time in probably a very long time, years, where we've seen the starting out of the gates a negative for a year-to-date number.
Right.
And so now, should I sell? Should I get out? What should I do? All that kind of stuff comes up. How's it going to impact my retirement? And then economically, what's going to happen as well? So let's kind of narrow it down to, I think, let's call it Trudeau and Trump. Let's start off with home-based bias. Let's go to Trudeau first.
Mm-hmm.
This whole change of government is going to happen, meaning that we're not going to have the same prime minister anymore.
That's correct.
Is happening, and it's causing a whole bunch of confusion.
Well, I'm going to also throw in optimism, and I'm going to also throw in timing issues. And, there's a whole bunch of things going on here, which equals uncertainty.
Yeah. And let me start with the confusion part is like what happens next. So there's going to be a leader of the party. There's going to be an election at some point. It could be like 8 months away before the election comes out or sooner. Uh-huh. We don't know yet. But also the confusion is about how CRA is handling all this stuff.
Oh, on the tax side.
Yeah. So there was a proposed bill brought to Parliament where they were talking about changing the capital gains tax.
Yep.
And let's add on donations as well.
Yep.
Right? And so the agreement was that they were going to extend the deadline for donations to end of February, and they also agreed that they're going to change the tax rules on capital gains tax for certain Canadians. And then now we're out of office. We're sitting on the sidelines until at least March.
Right.
And we don't know if this capital gains tax is going to be a bill.
Right. It'll become law. Yeah.
But the CRA announced saying, we're still going to go ahead with it. We're still going to ask you to pay that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't become law, well, then we'll just give you your money back.
Give you your money back. Yep.
Now, that brings up a lot of confusion, fear.
Anger. Yep.
And the ones who are angry are saying, I'm not going to pay that amount.
Right.
I'm going to pay what the law says. And then we'll see that. Our suggestion to everybody. Number one, tread carefully.
Well, get proper tax advice on this one.
And that's number two.
Yep.
Take the proper tax advice.
Yep.
Be prepared to the risks you're taking on with this. I'm not saying it's going to be law or not going to be law. All I'm saying is this has happened before where CRA makes announcements like this. We just haven't had it in a situation like this exactly.
Right.
And so if you're going to be aggressive, get the proper advice versus just cutting the check for the capital gains that you had to pay.
Right. The uncertainty with respect to the tariffs, right, is a big one. It's on a lot of people's minds. We've got a bit of a rudderless government. And if I'm an American, even if the Liberal Party sends down people to talk about this, there's a bunch of confusion about who's actually going to be in charge and does this actually matter. So we're going to have to suffer through that for the next couple of months.
Right.
And that could lead to some volatility and price pressure on things like Canadian dollar and so on and so forth.
Right. And so we saw on Friday that the employment numbers on both U.S. and Canada were better than expected.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time where good news became bad news for the market.
Yeah.
And here comes some more confusion, volatility.
Yep.
If more people are getting jobs, why is interest rates going up?
Right. Well, in the long end, right? And mix in. So you can't think about that one independently, I don't think, without thinking about the fact that the market is concerned about these tariffs and some of Trump's policies being inflationary. So inflation has reared its ugly head again, right? Despite the fact that wage inflation, right, wage prices went down in this most recent report, more people are working, right? If more people are working, they're making money. Those people will be spending money. That's good for the economy. And the wage inflation is coming down. That all sounds good to me. But this fear of an inflationary spike is reared its ugly head again.
And as you know, Dave, whenever we get this kind of volatility, I love it because there are people making decisions about their investments for the wrong reason.
Right.
They're taking a scenario and they're making it at 100% probability it's going to happen.
Right.
Okay, that's the first part of it. So there's never 100% probability of any outcome.
Anything's happening, yeah.
So I like the fact when people make these kind of rash decisions because they sell good things at cheaper prices. I love it.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, let's take a step back and you're not in the camp of sell everything, or you're not in the 100% probability that things are going to get really bad. You're going to have some kind of balanced approach to this. But where do you focus on? This is what I like about this. The companies that took the biggest hit after the jobs announcement are the ones, tech sector and others, mm-hmm. that have the highest opportunity for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put the economic backdrop behind this. Number one, if more people are working and wages are somewhat under control, but they've got more money, inflation should be higher. What happens when inflation is higher? Does that mean all goods go up?
Nope.
No.
Or services.
We've had a guest on the show that talked about the fact grocery stores are able to now cut the prices even more, become more competitive in this country.
Right.
So that's kind of intuitive to what people are thinking. Well, what about the companies? What about when you're investing? You're putting your hard-earned money to work. Where do you invest in these situations?
Mm-hmm.
That comes up and says everything's got to go.
Right.
Or even better yet, those high price to earning multiples. They got to come down. Like, it's one metric, one factor. That's all they look at. When you look at company by company specific, is the company that you're dealing with or you're looking at investing in, do they have the ability to pass on those prices to their customers? Because not all companies are that fortunate.
Correct.
They might have to eat it.
Right. Which means they'll hit the profits.
They'll hit their bottom line.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, companies are valued on their earnings.
Right.
Not valued on just some hope and dream.
Right.
Earnings will have to matter at some point.
Well, you can invest in hopes and dreams if you want. We wouldn't suggest that.
But companies are going to be valued on the earnings.
Right.
And so companies who can pass on those earnings, on those prices to their customers and have pricing power.
Yeah, maintain margin, profit.
They've built
margin.
A moat around them and they've got pricing power are the companies you can lean towards.
Right.
Unfortunately, everybody has taken a bit of a viewpoint that they got to sell everything or anything that has a high price to earning multiple or think of any other factor. And I'll pick on price to earning multiple because that's not an indication of the future value of a stock.
Right.
It just tells you what multiple of earnings you're going to pay for that company. There's a reason why you have higher multiple companies. And one of the reasons is that you're going to pay more for something that's going to give you bigger growth.
Right.
So why are people freaking out about this stuff?
Right.
And so when it comes down to it, it's now our time, Dave. This is a stock picker's time.
Yep.
This is not just hang on to the index, cross your fingers and hope it works out, because within the index are a whole bunch of companies. Let's take the S&P 500. There's 500 companies. All 500 are terrible in this scenario? No.
Right.
There's going to be some good opportunities here. So. We're getting closer.
Yeah, I think this is just a gut check time. So we're going to start out. The New Year's resolution that I want to pass along to everybody is you just take a pause.
Yeah.
Take a breath, okay? Forget about what happened in today's market or this week's market, whatever. Your retirement is 30 years, okay? It's not 1 week. It's not 2 weeks. It's not even one year. It's 30 years. So you got to properly think through the strategy. And you remember, we go on at nauseam about the two superpowers an investor has, proper structure and proper discipline within that structure. Nothing has changed from that perspective. Yes, you might make some modifications to the portfolio according to whatever the economics are and so on and so forth, but the strategy has to stay intact. And gosh, I want to just remind everybody, as a New Year's resolution, pause, check your strategy, structure and discipline, and make sure that you're not that it's still intact.
We are going to show you the solution to this issue right now. Inflation, tariffs, political unrest, portfolio management, income, cash flow at our upcoming seminar, January 14th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Don't forget to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
And join us as a guest. First of all, thank you for joining us as a guest on today's show on behalf of Faisal and myself. And go to morethanmoneyradio.com to sign up for our show so that you get all the latest information. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.